Robbie, come in.
Yes. I've kept this all these years. This is where the story begins. The story of the six American warriors began in 1942, the dark days of World War II. A scientist named Dr. Reinstein created a serum to turn a normal human into what he called a super soldier. When the German spy sabotaged the super soldier experiment, Dr. Reinstein was lost. With him went the secret to the super soldier serum. The only known copy of it had been in that lab. A team of scientists tried to recreate the formula. They wanted to make an army of super soldiers. But because of wartime chemical shortages, only 5 more doses could be synthesized. So 5 young volunteers were found to become America's new heroes. However, the new process was discovered to be unstable. Miraculously, no one was hurt. The process was obviously too dangerous to ever be used again. And yet, there was an amazing result. Each volunteer was affected differently. One's muscle strength was so increased that he became incredibly fast. The other gained the ability to control her mass. She could will herself to become lighter than air. Another was able to create sonic shockwaves with its vocal cords. The final 2 came closest to duplicating Captain America's powers. However, the 5 new heroes discovered that their powers weren't permanent. They would wear off after a time. The scientists deduced that someday those powers would cease altogether. So to ration their use, they created ring devices to turn the powers on only when needed. Only Captain America's powers were permanent. Since he was the only one who took Reinstein's formula, he was the true super soldier. Soon the others took names to suit their new identities. They became the Destroyer, Miss America, the Thunderer, the Black Marvel, and the Whizzer. With Cap as their leader, they were to be called the Six American Warriors. Yes, and they were. Well, it was a different time then. For his speed.
How do you know all about this, Professor Mosley?
Way back then, I was the Black Marvel's chauffeur. I was what you might call a sidekick to the Black Marvel. His real identity was Dan Lyons. The purpose of the Six was to destroy Fifth Column spies and saboteurs. Then one night, the Six stumble onto the most devious plot the Axis powers ever hatched. It began as an attack on a German spy rendezvous, but it turned into more with the discovery of a unique matchbook cover. It was Cap who examined the cover and found on it a microscopically reduced film negative. It contained information leading to a deadly weapon designed to defeat the 6 American warriors and the country as well. The machine's advanced power source was perpetual. Cap and the skull would remain in stasis indefinitely. After much arguing, the 5 decided they could keep it a secret. They divided the 6 keys among themselves, except for the Black Marvel, who, by luck of the draw, took the remaining 2. And they all vowed to find a way to one day free Captain America.
What happened to them?
Of course, they then got distracted by the business of winning the war. But when the war ended, they received a rude shock. They were ordered to disband. The War Department feared their dwindling powers would prove to be a liability. When they couldn't reach an agreement, they all moved on. The war became part of history, and the warriors, they were forgotten, as things are in time. The 6 forgotten warriors. I decided to help Dan Lyons in his scientific pursuits to save Captain America. I went to college and became a scientist. He put me in charge of one of his companies that was doing research on vortex phenomena. But Dan died, and so I started teaching. They're in a safe place. The 6 kept their identity secret. Today they could be anywhere, if they're still alive. Only the Red Skull knew that. But what I do know is, someone is after the keys to the Doomsday Complex, and if they get them, the world is in dire peril.
Who is it?
Omar, it's me, Robbie.
Open up.
We've gotta go. Spider-Man contacted me.
He wants you to get him the last two keys for safekeeping.
Are you sure he can be trusted?
You know I can be trusted. That's all that matters.
All right, I'll get my coat. But I think I'll keep my eye on this. There's no telling who might try to break in here. This is it. And here they are. Spider-Man and the Destroyer. Leave him alone. My name is Omar Mosley, and I've been the real Black Marvel all along. It started back in 1942. Dan Lyons originally volunteered to become one of the six, but his millionaire father was an influential senator with security clearance. He found out about it and forbade it. To him, it was a dangerous risk, unfit for his offspring. But to me, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I volunteered to replace him. Well, Dan was disappointed, but he backed me 100%. We let everyone in the Secret Service continue to think Dan was the Black Marvel. It gave me a great cover. Times were different then. Didn't you ever wonder why I called myself the Black Marvel? Then we have to assemble those of us who are left and go protect the site of the Doomsday Complex. After seeing the beacon, we always assembled here. This Doomsday machine has been hanging over our lives like the sword of Damocles. It's time we put an end to it. I don't care what the rest of you do. I'm going to help Spider-Man fight. I've brought something that will help inspire us through the coming battle. Yes, oh yes. It's the same evil place, just as we left it 50 years ago. It even smells the same. We may be old, but there's enough fight left in us to take you on. Here, my friend, you'll need this. I'm disappointed. That hardly seemed worthy of the Red Skull.
Spider-Man and Silver Sable ran in here after the Red Skull. He's 1,000 times more powerful than we thought, and growing. But what could be more powerful than Electro? The ultimate weapon. We've got to try to keep Electro busy until the army arrives.
Years ago, we did nothing. This time has to be different. It's what Captain America would have wanted.